welcome to Community Connections. I'm Alan Collier, and it's my pleasure to be with you. Actually, I'll be with you for 3 hours today. We've got Community Connections for the first 2 hours, and then I've got a special guest coming in to do Choice Tunes. It'll be someone that you might have heard about, but you won't know much about them, and I won't say more about that. But certainly I'll be here right through till 3 o'clock, but being the fourth Wednesday of the month, I've got to get the days right, with yesterday being a public holiday, throwing me out a bit. But being the fourth Wednesday of the month, the first hour we always have Siri in, and then we'll follow that up with Cindy McLeish. But it's my pleasure to have with me Siri, as we normally do, and I've got Luella from, and she's a wellbeing leader at the Mount Evelyn School. Welcome, Luella.
Thanks so much for having me today.
That's good. I just need you to speak up a little bit, I'm afraid.
Sure.
First of all, let's talk about how long have you been up at the Mount Evelyn School, Luella?
I've been with Siri since September 2001, so just over a year.
Oh, right. So I've got to ask, I know, without delving into it, but what made you get involved in with Siri and in the first place?
So previously I was working with Save the Children Australia and finishing up my contract there and looking for an organisation that aligned with my values and my beliefs, and I came across Siri. I didn't know a lot about it before I started investigating and looking through the website and having a chat with a few other people in the community. I learnt the amazing work that Siri was doing for young people in our community and felt that my values really aligned with theirs, so it was a win-win for me. It has been the best experience that I could possibly imagine, and I'm super grateful to be part of the organisation.
Oh, that's terrific. Hello to all the people at Siri. I shouldn't have yelled there. I don't know why it came across so loud. But welcome to all the people at Siri. I guess we know a lot about the school. It's not a normal, and I shouldn't say not normal. It's not what you expect from what I would call normal mainstream school, is it?
No, it's not. And to be honest, I don't know that mainstream schooling actually fits many people these days. I think things have changed and we need to change with it. So it's an absolute privilege to work with a community school who does things differently, and we're able to be flexible in our approach and to offer individualised learning for students that find the mainstream really tricky for numerous reasons. So, yeah, we have students from all kinds of different backgrounds, which is fantastic.
It's not normal. It's not what you would normally call a special school, is it? Because the special schools that the government have set up for people generally with disabilities. But this is not necessarily a school for disabilities. Am I right? It's a school for young people who either don't fit in at a normal school or feel they don't fit in a normal school, or they've been involved with the normal school and for some reason dropped out. Now, if they were to go back to a normal school, the school would expect them there 5 days a week, all day. As I understand, these Siri schools can accommodate someone who, to start with, might only come for half a day or a day and then gradually build up. Am I right on that?
Yeah, that's correct. So we're not a special school, but we are a specialist school. So we are able to do things differently, and a number of our students have been disengaged from education for numerous reasons before coming to Siri. So many of them have experienced trauma or homelessness or all kinds of different barriers that have prevented them from accessing education in a mainstream sense. So we're very, very fortunate to be able to offer different pathways that support our students from where they are and gently build their capacity up to being able to do full-time schooling. But many of them do start on a modified timetable, and we really advocate choice and support our students in having their voice heard so that we can hear what works for them, and encourage passionate learning.
Because one of the things too is with mainstream schools, and we're not putting them down because, well, let's face it, most of the population are involved in that, but they don't have the ability I mean, they have to teach. They've got bigger classes, haven't they? And they have to sort of manage, I guess, a whole range of people, but they can't accommodate someone who only wants to come for half a day or a day and all that, can they?
Yeah, that's right. And we're fortunate to be able to offer small class sizes with really great support from learning assistants and trauma-informed teaching staff, as well as really comprehensive wellbeing staff as well.
All right, look, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be back with more on the Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley, where it's 12 minutes past 12.
Alone, I could feel the trouble coursing through your veins. Now I know it's got a hold. Just a phone call left unanswered had me sparking now. These cigarettes won't stop me wondering where you are. Don't let go. Keep a hold. If you look into the distance, there's a house upon the hill, guiding like a lighthouse. It's a place where you'll be safe to feel our grace, cause we've all made mistakes. If you lost your way, I'll leave the light on. What's been on your mind? Lately you've been searching for a darker place to hide. That's alright. But if you carry on abusing, you'll be robbed from miles. I refuse to lose another friend to drugs. Just come home. Don't let go. If you look into the distance, there's a house upon the hill, guiding like a lighthouse. It's a place where you'll be safe to feel our grace, cause we've all made mistakes. If you've lost your way, I'll leave the light on.
Welcome back to Community Connections, and I'm talking to Luella from Siri, and she's involved with the Mount Evelyn campus of their specialist schools, not special school. All right, so let's talk about it. You're the wellbeing leader. So what does wellbeing mean at Siri?
So we take the approach that wellbeing is the core of everything that we do, really. So all of our teachers and learning assistants, our principals, all of our staff are really well trained in trauma-informed support. And we acknowledge and recognise that our students are not able to engage really well in their education if they're struggling with other challenges in their world. So,
what? I don't want to cut across you, but when you say that, what sort of challenges are you talking about?
So it could be that they're having difficulties at home. It may be relationship-based. It may be trauma-related, health-related. There may be homelessness issues or, you know, secure housing and financial stresses. So we are able to work with students and families in overcoming barriers to education in so many different ways, and we connect really, really closely with our community services and make a lot of referrals to other support networks and work together to create a bit of a safety net around our students and enable them to come in and do their learning.
All right, so if a young person presents with something that Juice needs doing, you're quite happy to not do it yourself because you can't be everything to everyone. So you're quite happy to engage with other organisations?
Oh, most definitely. We absolutely rely on those connections. As you say, we can't be all things to all people all of the time, yep. Unfortunately. But every single organisation that we work together with brings something to us and we bring something to them. So it's really, really important for us to make sure that we have a broad network, and also making sure that when we're not available for whatever reason, our students and families have other support that they can call on for whatever is happening in their world.
That was going to be my next question. Do you, like, obviously you work with the young people, with the young person, but if it is something to do with the family, do you then just send them off somewhere, or do you also work with a family? Or, and let's broaden that out a bit further, supposing the young person doesn't come to you, but one of the parents come along and says, look, I think little Johnny has got issues, we can't find out why. Can parents come to you and say, and then throw it in your lap, so to speak?
Absolutely. We really encourage really clear communication with all of our families, and we appreciate having their input. We also do have quite a strong network that we can refer out to, so we acknowledge our limitations and reach out to other services for whatever is needed at the time.
I don't want to know any details because we're not here to spy on anybody, and we don't want anybody to feel as though we're having out of. Do you ever get a situation though where a young person comes to you and says, look, I've got a real hassle and this is what it is, and you find that it might be one of the parents? How do you work through an issue the likes of that?
It can be really complex.
I know, I've made it sound very, very easy, but it's not that easy.
It's not that easy, but look, relationship is at the core of what we do, so we like to make sure that we're building strong connections and relationships with our families and our students. So depending on what the issue is that comes up, we may have to engage other services. We are a child safe organisation, obviously, so we may need to be making reports and things like that. But we would also try to have a really clear, transparent conversation with the families if possible.
Now, I'm going to throw a real hard question at you, and if you don't want to answer it, it's okay. What if a young person came at your school, came along to you and told you something, well, that they were being abused at home, and I don't mean physically, I suppose physically abused, not yelled at. Mm-hmm. Do you then try and get the parents in? I mean, in this sort of, or do you then, because you'd have a duty of care to the police too, wouldn't you?
We do, absolutely. Absolutely. And unfortunately, it's not uncommon for these things to be taking place. So if there is a disclosure, that we make sure that our students are aware of the process that we need to take, and right, we try to involve them as much as we can and give them choice and agency and make sure that their voice is heard through the process. Yeah. So we're very clear in our communication with our students, and often that does mean that we make reports to DFFH or Orange Door or Socket or whichever department is appropriate for the disclosure, and we will really be very, very clear with our students about our part in that process and their part in that process.
This is probably, again, not a fair question, but I'm not here to put you on the spot. But if one of those situations arise, is it part of your job to support that young person? Like, if they wanted to go to DHS or they needed to go Socket, which we should mention, is a part of the police force. So we shouldn't talk anachronisms because a lot of our listeners might not know them. But if they would you actually support them, go with them, or is that not part of the wellbeing job?
So we don't accompany them to external appointments. We sometimes are able to have services come into the school and we can support student if there's a meeting or an appointment that they can have at the school. But, yeah, we're a little bit limited in our ability to go out and support those students externally. Yeah.
All right, we'll take a quick break and we'll be back with more.
Saw the man in black, spotlight in the air. Heard a thousand screams, I saw my daddy stare. Feel like I've been running since the day that I was born. Eagle on my back, phoenix on my arm. This goes out to the drifters and all of the dreamers ready to fly. All those wannabe rock stars lifting their guitars. You'll never amount to anything. You're just wasting your time chasing the tail of a dragon kind of dream. But I'm here to tell you anything can happen in this life if you got the heart and the passion and a godlit fire inside.
This goes out to the drifters and all of the dreamers who are ready to fly. All those born to be rock stars lifting their guitars. And all of the dreamers who are ready to fly. All you born to be rock stars lifting your guitars and breaking the sky.
Welcome back to Community Connections, and we're talking to Luella from Cire. And we should mention it's Cire, because when you look them up, if you look up the normal Cire, you're not going to go anywhere. So it's Cire. Luella, you're just telling me that you're looking at, or you've just, that Cire have just bought a new school.
We have. We're extremely excited to have just purchased what used to be the Mountain District Christian School. It's an absolutely beautiful premises. I've had the opportunity to go up and have a tour around there this morning with our other principals and wellbeing leaders. Sadly, the Christian school had to close at the end of last year, and we're really feeling for all of the staff and students and families that were impacted there. For us, it's an incredible opportunity. We are sort of bursting at the seams up at Mount Evelyn campus at the moment, so it's an amazing opportunity for us to be able to move across and take advantage of the facilities that are on offer up there.
So will this double the size of your school or half as much again or what?
So we will gently be expanding.
Yeah.
Yes. So the staff and students that are currently at Mount Evelyn, we will be starting to work from the new premises at the beginning of next year, 2024. We will also be opening up for junior school students as well. So currently Mount Evelyn is just a senior school campus and we will be opening up for junior school students.
That's a great opportunity, isn't it?
It's an amazing opportunity. And yeah, look, they've got so many resources up there that we haven't had access to previously, and we're very, very excited and very fortunate to have this.
Oh, that's terrific. So why will it take a little while to... you've just got to get to school the way you want it and all that, or because you said the start of next year, didn't you?
Yes, yes. So, yeah, look, we will probably start using some of the facilities during this year.
Yep.
For all campuses. So it's actually really conveniently located right in the centre of all of our campuses at the moment. So Berwick, Lilydale, Mount Nerve and Yarra Junction, it's about 25 minutes from each campus at the moment. So we will all be able to make use of the facilities there, hopefully during this year. But there is a bit of work for us to do. And I guess because we do things differently and our student cohort is unique, we need to be really mindful about the way that we work with that beautiful environment up there too.
Yep. Oh, that's terrific. All right, look, we'll take another quick break and we'll be back with more.
I'm on top of the world. Hey, I'm on top of the world.
Luella from CIRE, that's C-I-R-E, has been telling us all about the, well, particularly the Mount Evelyn campus, but what she's talking about there also exists that there are other four schools, and Luella is the well-being boss or whatever you like, a coordinator up at Mount Evelyn. Now, you've had a couple of students do a couple of something that would be terrific, but I think it'd be too hard for me to do.
Yes, we have two amazing senior students, Cammie and Riley, who are currently over in PNG having just walked the Kokoda Trek.
So they've just finished, have they?
Yes, I believe so. I think they're walking out perhaps today or tomorrow.
Oh.
Yeah.
Gee, that'd be hard.
Look, I'm a little bit jealous, actually. I would love to have given it a go, but maybe next year, I don't know. But this came about because there was a competition organised through the RSL and students were encouraged to write or do a lot of research about the Kokoda Trek and to write about what this means for them and what being part of this trail would do for them as well. So these two students have just shown incredible tenacity and have pushed through so many different challenges to be able to be there and be walking the trek, and had the absolute honour of being there for the Anzac Day service.
That would have been true. Did they have to fundraise for it themselves, or did the RSL help them out along the way?
So the RSL have supported them immensely. So Cammie was fortunate enough to win this competition, so she was fully funded to go. Riley, his application was also just incredible, and he showed so much enthusiasm and really, really did his research, and we felt that we couldn't not let him go. So we started doing some additional fundraising to support him to be able to attend as well.
That's terrific, isn't it? I'm not sure I would have done it. I think it'd be pretty hard gig. How long does it take to do it, do you know?
Good question. I think it was about... No, I'm not even going to make it up. I think you can do it between 7 and 12 days, I believe.
I think it's about a week and a half.
Yeah. But we can't wait to have them back and hear all of their stories. From other people that have been, I hear that it's an absolutely life-changing experience.
So, no, I've heard that too. I've had a couple of friends do it, but, gee, I don't know how they do it. I mean, it'd be hard.
Yeah, I think it's a tough gig.
And the weather is humid too, isn't it?
Very humid and a challenging track. But, I think it's as much a mental and spiritual challenge as it is physical. So I'm really, really keen to hear what these students have got out of the experience.
And it must... when they get back, we'll see if CIRE would allow one of them to come in one day and as part of... the interview, come in and tell us a little bit about the trip. I'd love to do that.
Oh, that would be amazing.
Just mention it to them. I'd really like to get one of them in at one stage. I know it'll take a couple of hours at their school day, which are probably not going to worry them too much.
No, that's okay. We can support them with that. That's fine.
But I'd like to hear from them because I think not only about it humid, I think there's all sorts of bugs and all sorts of stuff. And you just sleep out along the Kokoda Trail, don't you?
Yeah, it's pretty rough.
Oh,
but a huge learning experience.
And how old were these students?
17, I think both of them, 16, 17.
A huge challenge. And then, because once you've finished it, like you don't just walk out into a clearing and get picked up by a helicopter, do you? I think you've got to walk some distance before you get picked up again by helicopter.
You do have to walk quite a bit out. I don't know about the helicopter part. So,
I might be wrong there because it could be. I remember that one of the friends that I had did it. He took sick, and I know there's a helicopter there, but that might have been just a medevac him out.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Gee, big to get big gig. All right, let's take a quick break and be back with more.
Do
Back to Community Connections on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley, where it's 18 minutes to 1. And we're looking for 24 degrees and mostly sunny. And looking outside, it's going to be a brilliant afternoon. At the moment, we're sitting on 17 degrees, but won't stay there too much longer. And I'm talking to Luella from the Mount Evelyn campus of their specialist schools, and she's a wellbeing coordinator. But Luella, you want to talk about an open afternoon you've got coming up.
Yes, so our Yarra Junction campus has an open afternoon coming up on the 2nd of May from 4 to 6pm. These are always really great opportunities for families to come in and have a look at what we're doing and ask all of the juicy questions that I'm sure many people have about our school.
So when was that? What was the date again, please?
So that's May the 2nd.
From do you have times?
4 till 6pm.
4 till 6, so that people can get there after work and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah,
too,
absolutely.
One other thing I just want to ask you about the schools, if we've got parents, and particularly I'm thinking grandparents might be listening today and their grandchild, they believe needs the sort of school that you've got involved, that you're involved with, a special school, because they've dropped out of mainstream and they're really worried. Can they contact Siri on the child's behalf, or does it have to come from the parent?
A number of our students are actually in kinship care and many of them are actually living with grandparents, so that's absolutely fine. Yep. We welcome inquiries from anybody that's keen to learn about the school. And if the grandparent or other carer felt that it might be a good fit, then we would invite the parents or immediate carers and students to come in and have a conversation with us themselves.
All right, so one of the we'll come back in a minute, I think, and talk about the first impressions. The audience know that I think it's just a terrific idea, and I'll tell you why, as most people will have heard me bang on about this often, but we'll do a quick rundown on first impressions. I'll be back in, 2 minutes. 99.1.
Abandon me, but
back to Community Connections. Now, Luella, tell us about First Impressions. We know quite a bit about it, but you've got something coming up for First Impressions.
Yeah, they've got some amazing workshops coming up for this term. So there's a five-week workshop of upcycling, in which people will be able to learn paper making and upcycling denim, making handmade paper, hand carving rubber stamps.
Paper.
I know, amazing. Yeah. The more I hear about this, the more I want to be part of it.
Yep.
Doing some sun printing as well, and lots of unique designs. So this five-week course will be running starting on Thursday, the 27th of April, and running until the 25th of May, and it goes from 10 a.m. till 12:30 p.m.
Where at?
Great question. All details are on their site.
That usually means I don't know.
Absolutely. They are also still taking enrolments for accredited online courses in Certificate 3 for Early Childhood Education and Care, Certificate 4 in Education Support, and Diploma of Community Services. So,
and aged care?
Not listed here at this point, no.
Right, because I know that they're often running ones for those sorts of things. And, I mean, we should just touch on it too, that it's not only what you and I talk about today at the school and all that. I mean, Siri have some enormous opportunities to do courses, don't they?
They do, absolutely. They're an incredible training organisation and offer a diverse range of courses available to, again, supporting a lot of people that have been out of the workforce for a long time.
And I know I did the, the RSA, the serving of alcohol.
Oh, yes.
And they do first aid. And I must say that I've paid fully for that, so I don't want people to think I'm trying to plug it because I got something free. I paid full money for it. But it's not only, and there's first aid, there's all sorts of other training, isn't there?
There is, absolutely. I'm glad you mentioned the RSA because we do have another one of those responsible serving of alcohol courses coming up as well. That's on Tuesday the 9th of May in Lilydale. So all of these courses can be found on our website.
Yeah, that's a great course. I did that for an organisation that I'm involved in. And met quite a lot of nice young people there that are doing that to take it on as a job.
Well, that's right. It opens up so many different pathways for people and helps you to connect with a new group of people as well.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, now we're going to play a song, and this is by the Jackie Walker Band. And for people who don't know, Jackie Walker is actually the principal at the specialist school at Yarra Junction. So we've had her in, and I must say with that, if you'd like to hear more about Jackie, if you go onto our website, www.yarravalleyfm.org.au, on the left-hand side it will come up podcast. Click on podcast, then another screen will come up and you'll see Choice Tunes. Click on Choice Tunes, you can go down there and see Jackie Walker, and you can hear all about her life and prior to her joining Siri, and now she's at Siri. So you can learn a bit more about the principal from the Yarra Junction. We're only here to serve. Anyway, enough of that. But when you're looking up Siri, please remember it's C-I-R-E.
Around. That's when my love comes tumbling down. I'm gonna wait till the midnight hour, when there's no one else around. Just you and I. Just you and I. In the midnight hour, I'm gonna wait. I'm gonna wait.
Midnight. And that's Jackie Walker Band, and hopefully we'll hear from Jackie and find out what sort of gigs they've got coming on, because we're well out of COVID now, so they can do gigs. And I know she was up in Queensland for a couple of years, so they hadn't done a few gigs, but they did one in Yarra Junction, I think, a few months ago. But anyway, we'll wait till we hear from Jackie and find out what she's going on. And we're not here to promote the big band. We're here to, or the band, we're here to talk to Luella about Siri. Now, we've got people who are listening who thinks, first of all, the school might do me or my child or my grandchild, or we've got others that want to know more about the training that goes on. So how are they going to find out more, please, Luella?
Absolutely. So the best place to start is by looking up our website, www.cire.org.au, and you can find all kinds of information for the community schools, early learning centres and training and community hubs. People can also contact our 1300 number, which is 1300 835 235, or can look us up on Facebook. So,
which is just CIRE?
Yes, correct.
The one on Facebook, is, does that have links to all the different schools and that, or is that just a general one for Siri?
So there is a Siri Services one, which covers all aspects of Siri, and there is another one for the community schools and for early learning centres.
So let's talk about that again. It's 1300 835 235?
Correct, that's right.
And what was the website again, please?
www.cire.org.au.
I know I ask this every time, but there's no full stops between the C, the I and the R and E, is it? It's all just one word.
All one word.
Yep. Well, Luella, you've done well. I know it's the first time you've been in. You're a bit nervous, but hey, we're nearly there. We've got about 4 minutes to go. Certainly, we would love it if the principal would allow one of those students in particular to come in and tell us about the Kokoda Trail. If you could follow that up, I'd be really, and I'm sure the listeners would love to hear it.
Absolutely.
If we've got parents listening, that they might have a child at one of the schools and they're a bit concerned about them, they can always get hold of the wellbeing team. And
absolutely,
how would they do that?
So if they call whichever campus they're at, they can speak with the wellbeing leaders at each campus or the principal at each campus, and we will absolutely do our best to support them in whatever way we can.
Because sometimes I guess mainly the young people know if they have got a problem, but sometimes it's the parent or the grandparent who actually picks up that there is a problem, isn't it?
It's rarely the student themselves that...
Is it?
until they've been at Siri for a while, I guess we do a lot of work on self-reflection and regulation, and students develop their capacity to be able to identify when they're needing support. So,
so you find that more comes from the parents, do you, or an outside influence?
Initially, in order to get them enrolled in the school, yes.
Yep.
But yes, once the students are at the school and we've developed a great relationship with them, then the students generally feel really comfortable speaking with us about what's happening.
So do you get a lot of the students themselves, once they're at the school, coming along and saying to you, please, I think this is a major problem?
Yeah, we do. We do. So there's a number of different pathways into accessing the wellbeing teams, and our teachers and learning assistants are absolutely incredible at, and they identify when a student might be requiring some additional support.
So often you get the teacher that brings the student to you.
Yes, and often students will also self-refer.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Is there, I guess this is a million-dollar question, and you're probably not going to want to answer it anyway, but I'm still going to ask it. is there any particular problem that the children seem to have, or is it a wide spectrum, like every day and every child is something different?
Absolutely a wide spectrum. Everything from different learning styles, different learning abilities to, relationship concerns, housing concerns, financial concerns, all kinds of different things. So it's a broad spectrum.
So when they come to wellbeing team, it doesn't have to be about something that's happened at school. It could be, hey, this has gone wrong in the family, or this has gone wrong with my girlfriend, or things like that as well.
Most definitely. I think things that are occurring in their external world definitely impact the way that they show up or their ability to turn up to school and to engage in their learning. So we have a really holistic approach and are happy to address all sorts of concerns with them.
Well, I'd love to say that you'll probably do yourself out of a job, but that's not going to happen because we all know that the world is full of a lot of problems and a lot of the young people get a real raw deal because some of them, particularly if they're a bit disadvantaged, can't always speak up, can they?
That's right, and that's one of our key focus points is to be able to give them a voice and give them an opportunity where they might not have that elsewhere.
All right, find out more about Siri, 1300 835 235. That's 1300 835 235, or the three W's, CIRE.org.au, and you'll find out a lot more. And it's a lot more than just the schools. There's training, there's all sorts of things. Luella, thank you very much for coming in with us today.
Thank you so much for having me today.
And we look forward to having somebody along from Siri fourth Wednesday of Bloom. It'll be May by then.
Yes, the year is certainly going quickly.
No worries. Thanks,
Thanks so much for your time.
Thanks.